Neil Steinberg, the celebrated columnist and author from the Chicago Sun-Times, is on the line. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm holding up. How about yourself?
Good. I was interested in your column that runs in the print paper today. It moved online yesterday about the experience people are having getting real ID, and you quoted Alexei Janulis as being as frustrated as he's ever been professionally or maybe at all. What's this all about?
Well, my neighbor the other day, I had to bump into her when I was walking the dog, and she was just fuming, which was not her normal way, and she had tried several times to get this, you know, for people aren't familiar with real ID, is a little star that goes in your driver's license that shows that you're, you know, really who you say you are. It's a bit of security theater. So she complained to me. I passed the complaint on to Alexei, and he wanted to talk to me, which is kind of rare nowadays. I give him credit for courage. You know, Brandon Johnson has blood from a stone. So any politician who will talk to the press, to me, that shows, of course, I'm biased being the press. Although, let me tell you something, John. I get done with those columns, and sometimes the thing I was trying to say isn't actually there. And what I meant to say in this column is every time America slaps at immigrants, it ends up hitting its citizens. And that's something we're going to see again and again, because you have all these people who are being inconvenienced, jumping through these hoops to get driver's licenses. And what they're really trying to do is jam a stick at immigrants, which is our go-to brand now.
Well, the onus for this was 9/11, right?
Right. 24 years ago, you know, 9/11, we're trying to keep those 19 Saudis off.
Okay,
the plane,
but hold on, Neil, because as I recall, after 9/11, I don't think everybody thought, let's get the immigrants. I think everybody thought, let's make the plane safer.
That was the motive, but because it was sort of not really, you know, fighting the last war, it's called an emergency measure. They haven't implemented it. Nobody's hijacked an American plane in 24 years.
Real idea.
So I would question the need for it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying the motives, you know, it's like the wars we went into. The idea was good. The execution is poor.
Well, I guess if it takes us 20 years to do it, nothing's happened in the interim, maybe we didn't need it for that reason, right?
Exactly. You know, look, again, you know, Saturday's the 30th anniversary of Timothy McVeigh blowing up the Murrow Federal Building. A reminder that we have plenty of domestic terrorists as well. And, you know, again, this thing with a driver's license, it's an enormous pain in the butt for people. And it's, I mean, look,
That's why you call it security theater, huh? That is, it might make us...
Right, it's like kicking off your shoes. Yeah, it's kicking off your shoes at the airport. We all do it because some mope had some fizzly bomb in his shoe, and now we all get to shuffle in our stocking feet through the airport. It's stupid, all right? And it's a sign of... It's so odd. We will bend over. We'll go crazy trying to prevent these tiny little historic things, and we don't face our own issues. It's really sad. It gets me in the craw, John.
Okay, so that's one point that's the central point you were trying to make. But are you hearing from people who are genuinely frustrated? You mentioned, like, women whose birth name doesn't match their married name, right?
Right, and a lot of people are applying this to the voting changes that are coming. So, you know, what we're seeing now, getting the driver's license, is going to be writ large once they put all these voting restrictions in. I'm also hearing from a lot of smug people who are like, "I'm organized. Why did these people delay?" You know, which is human nature. Although, you know, what Janulis was saying is, and I couldn't quote him at length, but he's saying a lot of people think they're going to need this so that ICE doesn't pluck them off the street. Or because they want, you know, because they're meticulous people and they want to have everything in that they're supposed to have. And so they may not be flying after May 7th. They may never be flying. So really, and we can't stress this, not the only reason you need that real ID is if you're getting on a plane May 8th, and you might not even need it then because they're not even clear what they're going to be doing after May 7th. So, you know, it gets a lot of confusion, I think it's going to be the norm from now on.
You quote the Secretary of State, Alexei Janulis, with this: "We have zero control. We're required to scan and send this information, this crazy paperwork and documentation requirements. It's not something we put in. We have to take it. We have to put it in a scanner. It's brutal." What's he talking about there?
What he means is that not only do they have to see this information you're giving them, they have to send it on to the roiling federal government. So what he's trying to say is, we didn't come up with this. We're not doing this. These are federal regulations that we're, you know, it's like a forced tax. Okay, the government every once in a while passes some rule that we all have to follow, even though the costs are borne by us. And so what he's been saying is they open up on Saturday, they're ramping up their hours, they're doing all this sort of stuff. You know, it's hard enough to process driver's license without this, you know, trying to deal with the public, et cetera, et cetera. And so what he's saying is this is not our doing. We're just trying to obey the law.
And are you and he also saying that it's migrants to this country who feel especially challenged or threatened by this? They're worried about their status, even if they're here legally. And so the picture that runs with your article shows a long line in Chinatown. Are we seeing more people of color trying to get these real IDs than not?
He mentioned Spanish-speaking people. He said that this is really, they're trying to keep themselves from being plucked off the street. And so their thought is, do what I'm supposed to do, and they're supposed to do this. You know, nuance, you and I, John, nuance isn't everyone's strong suit. And so a lot of communities, and we're seeing this with vaccines and things, they hear stuff and they leap. And that's unfortunate, but, it's a fear suffused atmosphere we're in now.
Well,
and when people,
I want to ask you this, Neil. What's the harm in it? Is the argument similar to senior citizens who object to the discrimination they feel because we're making them, well, actually, we aren't now, but the idea was that we would require them to get a driving test behind the wheel at a certain age, and they feel like teenagers don't have to get renewed at 18 or 19 behind the wheel. Why does an 80-year-old? And so we are moving that date to accommodate them back later. But I've argued, what's the harm in that? If you've got the time, and maybe it's a lousy Tuesday for you, but there's no harm in this except that you feel a little put upon. But there is at least the patina of some good here. The idea has merit. So what's the harm in asking people to get a real ID?
I think that's fair. I mean, look, none of these people are in concentration camps or anything. I don't think that this should be the worst thing that's going to happen. So, no, I agree with you. It's an enormous inconvenience, and it's hours evaporated waiting in lines to produce documentation that nobody's going to ever look at. It doesn't really make us safer, and it's just an artifact from 2001. No, my column runs every day. I'm not portraying this as the greatest crime ever. It's just the Secretary of State wanted to talk about. Again, it was on my radar because I was walking the dog and I saw my neighbor get out of her car fuming, and she started to rage about her second attempt. Smart person trying to do her thing so she can fly to Ann Arbor and do her job.
Right.
And it just, I said, well, write this thing and we'll pass it off to Alexei Giannoulias, who I happen to know. And I figured he would want to know. And he called her and was very nice and was very thoughtful and considerate, understanding. And, any politician wants to talk to me. I had dinner with Susanna. But I don't want to give away my next column. But I'm saying is I don't mind talking to politicians. I don't mind. And he was so, he wasn't hedging pulling his punches much.
No,
and that's
he was
also
not.
Rare.
I appreciate his candor. He was on with our Lisa Den a week ago or so talking a little bit about this, but I don't think he'd reached the flashpoint that you found. And I'll just second what you said. Does Brandon Johnson or J.B. Pritzker want to talk to Neil Steinberg or Bob Surratt or John Williams today? No. The last interview we had scheduled here last week for the mayor, he canceled the day of, so it's really hard.
He's famous for that. Yeah, I've been working with him. And I tell his press people, look, he's got a 6% approval rating. What are you guys worried about? And maybe he's just so... It's so funny because he was comparing himself to Harold Washington because, race, which is the only card he has. And I felt like saying, Harold Washington is this happy guy. He's well-spoken. He's comfortable in his own skin. And you're not. So, don't just make that leap, because I wish he was like Harold Washington.
Senator Kennedy was a friend of mine, sir. You are no Senator Kennedy.
Right. I'm not saying Harold Washington was my friend, but I certainly admire. He certainly had style and pizzazz, which people loved. Okay. Although, look, he was given it to Trump yesterday, and I kind of say he's growing into the job. So I'm holding out hope for him. I haven't given up yet, at least not today. But I sure wish he would figure out that people need someone who is not so tightly laced up. What's he afraid? There's only 5 more percentage points between him and zero. I would go for it at this point.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Do the interview. You're at 4%. It's the same thing. I think Brandon Johnson is an example of how it takes one skill set to become elected and another skill set to be good in the job you got. And he was good on the campaign.
It's a hard job. Yeah. It is a skill set, and that's the thing. When people run for office and they're saying, "I've never been tainted by any involvement in government whatsoever," and for some reason we accept that you wouldn't get a plumber like that if I know nothing of pipes. You wouldn't hire that guy. And we want politicians. We want someone who's good at dealing with people, who's good at getting stuff done, and who projects an aura of confidence because God knows we don't have.
Did you see the Los Angeles Times now has an AI button you can hit in their columns online, and it will give you the opposing view generated by artificial intelligence?
That's terrifying. I mean, look, I'm all. It's hard enough for people to act like people, and when you get machines that are acting like, this AI goes wrong in so many weird ways, and maybe it'll get so good at it that it'll. I don't want to be. I thought cell phones were bad. So I don't want to. I did. I did a call and say, "Why? They're car phones. Why would you want a phone in your car?" I'm very bad at seeing the future. But I was talking to a young man at a party, and he said he was writing plays, and I said, "Oh, plays? That's a really difficult because I'm having AI generate the dialogue."
Oh no!
I was on the floor. I looked
that's
at him.
That's the fun of where it.
What's the point of that? What do you then edit it, touch it up a bit, and it's your play? And I think that's the thing people our age, John, don't realize is that younger people are changed. All this stuff has changed them, and their values are different.
I think we need to appreciate that in the moment, and now we're out of time. Neil Steinberg's column is in the Sun-Times today. Secretary of State reacts to real ID madness. Neil, stay well. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure.